Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today I'm going to share with you another interview from an aspiring trader on our platform. Really cool story, former business owner talking about why he got into trading, about not wanting to rely on others, wanting independence both financially and time, and also the benefits of keeping it simple and not overloading his strategy with too many rules. So get your pen and pad out, take some notes, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. I'm a father of three. I've been trying to get into trading probably for a year or two now. Just trying to set up kind of my life so it's able to do that. Kind of in the infant stage. I've worked in hospitality and owned a restaurant for a long time and then got out of that and tried to get on a path that gives me more freedom and financial stability and growth. So yeah, for the past couple of years, I've been trying to find my way and find a community and get educated. So that's kind of where I'm at. And, you know, within the past 6 months, I've been kind of really trying to just go all in and, you know, do what it takes to make that the priority.
Sure. What's the what was the actual like real driver behind this pursuit of financial freedom? Like what's the pain, I guess?
Yeah. The pain was I think most people that decide to make a change have enough drive to then make it act on it. So previously it was running a restaurant. And just grinding for years and years, but not having the success and having to rely on other people and to have a successful team. It just like the resources and having to, rely on other people, it was exhausting. And then just not having success from it, learning from it, you know, it didn't pull me under. I'm grateful for all the things that I've learned and the businesses that I dealt with. But I think that was it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, and then my kids were at a certain age, so that's a huge factor too.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So what's the bigger goal then for you? Thinking like where you would love to be in the future. Like what does that look like?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing is being a successful, profitable trader, kind of hitting a milestone that I can say this is something I wanted to achieve. This is something I'm good at. This is the profession, and have it provide for myself and my family. And then, you know, from there, it goes on.
Yeah. So like so complete self-sufficiency, right? And, not relying on anyone else.
Correct.
Okay. What are you currently working on right now? Like what would you say is your main focus now with the trading?
My main focus is trusting, kind of where I'm at in the process. Trusting the strategy that I feel I've chosen is the right one. And then back testing, really just kind of digging in now, like making the full commitments, stopping the busying and absorption
shiny object
of knowledge.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
And where are you in that journey? Have you selected a strategy and you're about to start testing, or have you started testing it? Or
no, I've selected. I'm pretty much on week four of the 90-day accountability calendar. But prior to that, you know, I'd really started to formulate and work on a strategy, but it's taken me three or four times to look at it and understand that I would probably had information that was doubled in there that I didn't fully understand, you know, just different verbiage. And then you just got to strip it away and say, like you were learning something that you didn't understand and you just kind of threw it in there. And so really just stripping away things to have a lean and efficient strategy instead of just like a bunch of stuff that you think you need to throw in there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So going forward then, what's your kind of short-term goal? You want to get some testing done, you want to get some results in, like what's by the end of the year, say, where would you like to be?
Yeah, so what I'd really like to do is know that, you know, I can get 100 trades, I can fully understand and feel comfortable with the process of trading. So in the next couple of months, I want to know that I'm able to, you know, function at the speed that I need to trade. And I think that's, it's just getting those reps in. So within the next, you know, couple of months, I'd like to be trading on a demo account every day. That's the goal.
Right. Cool. And then what is like, is there something you think that you might struggle with? What's the thorn in your side? Like, what do you struggle with most, or what's likely to stop you from being able to realize that goal?
Yeah, I think mentally it's just getting over the hurdle of all the quick moving parts, you know, knowing your stops, how to place them, am I reading things right? You know, calculating lot size. You know, I think that's the biggest hurdle. And so once I feel I know it's just gonna come with repetition, and so I have to get over mentally, and that's why I want to start trading in my demo and start working on it, because it's just not going to happen until you get over that with repetition.
Right. Cool. So if you're, but if I was to put like a line in the sand on January the 1st, like what exactly would you love to have done in terms of testing? Is it like a couple of pairs or all of it? Or
yeah, no, I would say that I have taken the approach of you need to just pick a pair, really start to understand it, and just keep it stupid simple. Just
yep.
If it's Euro dollar, it's Euro dollar. If it's London session, it's London session. So I've kind of made that up in my mind that those are the two that I'd like to focus on. So January 1, line in the sand would be start with those, have a certain amount under my belt, have my system up, have a routine going, and be kind of underway.
Great. That sounds good. So really realistic. I'd love to catch up with you in like end of January, early February or something like that. And probably end of January would be good to catch up with you again, just to see where you're at with it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I've made some notes here about what you've just told me. So, you know, although it's not kind of, we're not in the military here, but it's great to open up and express what you intend to do, set it as a real thing in the air that everyone knows about now. And hopefully it gives you a driver to move forward. It sounds like you're treating it very professionally anyway. So I look forward to catching up with you then.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and insight. So,
I appreciate you coming on, mate. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day and weekend. All right, cool. Great session. I look forward to catching up with him in January to see if he has got to where he wants in his trading, or if he's adapted, or what he's learned in the process leading up until then. And this is a great thing about these sessions, right? It's just you get a bit of a fire burning inside, and it's just right. Okay, I've said what I'm going to do. Now I'm going to do it.
Great episode. Hope you guys learned a lot from that. And remember, if you want to join one of our accountability sessions, either do one yourself or just watch from the outside. Sounded kind of weird. Anyway, you can do so. Just head over to our website, www.tier1trading.com. We host them each and every Friday. They are great. It's a great way to put yourself out there, introduce yourself to the community, and really start putting yourself in a position to not only holding yourself accountable, but being held accountable by our community of traders as well.